Last time on the Dice of Thunder podcast.
I'm going to attempt to trip Glass Sentry to 25 then.
A 25 is a success.
Yes!
Ooh.
Natty one on the third strike.
Hey. All right.
Dummy.
Does a 33 hit?
Come on. Yes, man, it does. Dang.
20 damage.
Dang.
Dang, these things are taking chunks off you, bro.
Rolling damage. 64 damage.
Whoa! With a pair of knives, describe your kill.
I don't. Hey. With a pair of knives, like against glass?
That's a 40.
Yeah.
To hit?
Yeah.
That's a crit.
Yeah.
Yes. Whoa.
Off a Zoolander.
So the short bow arrow that she fired at you.
That's why you play a monk, y'all.
Okay, so this spell does 5d12 electricity and 5d4 sonic.
Roll your damage.
45 electricity.
Oh!
Oh my goodness.
D12s, man.
Freaking Luton.
Yeah.
Man.
7 sonic damage.
How do you think a Thunderstrike would kill a Medusa?
Yes!
What?
Wow.
What?
So Keyway runs through the door doing a running reload, just stops right just in the door.
Oh, welcome to the fight.
Yep. He goes, Leroy Jenkins.
Let's kill these things.
Mm-hmm.
It's time.
Are you thinking?
Blazing Bolt, 36 to hit.
That's a crit.
Ooh. Yes, it is. So what we need to do is we need to get below deck again and lower the elephant down. Without
Ooh,
being caught.
That's exciting.
Yeah.
I don't want to go into, obviously, a fight with getting the last key without having rested and getting all loot and spells back mm-hmm. so that she can carry us through that fight, too.
I think we should rest first because I think there are some unknowns in lowering that thing that we might be getting ourselves to a fight yep. just doing that part.
Sure. Yep.
I think we should go to our cabins and rest.
Your mechanical footsteps. And we'll find out what happens
no!
next week.
No!
That's the worst, Cliffy.
I
think I see
episode.
Footsteps. I hate noisy footprints.
Now, a new episode of the Dice of Thunder podcast.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to this week's episode of the Dice of Thunder podcast. And Duval Gibson, my friend,
yeah.
This intro is all about you.
Squirt, what's
because
up?
Something has happened. Something has happened recently.
What happened?
Squirt.
Stop saying squirt. It's like a really bad word for you to just randomly say without anyone knowing the context of the fact that you're holding a pop can.
What's up, dude? Sad, dude.
Sad.
I've turned a page on AI. I've turned the corner.
There's no pages with AI, so that's weird.
He won't even give you this.
He's
not even going to give you this.
But go ahead. Expound.
No, I hope you die on a car.
No. Tell me.
No, I forgot what I was going to say.
You turned
AI?
A page on AI.
I did. I turned
a
page on
AI. I made a joke
AI.
That it's not in a book.
What AI?
All of it.
ChatGPT?
Yeah, ChatGPT.
What'd you Gemini?
Wait, I thought you were already in. You were like cool with it.
No. I've been pretty much an opponent of it this entire time. And I don't like using it for artwork, right? Because I don't think that. I think that artists deserve credit for their contribution.
What are you using it for?
Every other thing possible.
Therapy.
Yeah.
Oh.
Do you want, like, some of the questions that I've asked ChatGPT are ridiculous.
Such as?
I'm loading my history here. Oh, here we go. ChatGPT.
Is that what you call it?
No.
You type that in with a comma before you ask the question?
Sometimes I do. We got a good relationship going on.
Dear GPT,
can you provide me with a layout suggestion for my Valheim village? Sure can. Here's some great building ideas for your Valheim village.
You're welcome.
Brrr, 15 pages. Come here, look at this.
How'd it turn out?
It gave you visuals?
I got a two-dimensional layout of how I should lay out my Valheim village.
That's pretty cool.
For optimal, like...
So basically what you're saying is...
I am a huge AI, specifically ChatGPT fan.
You're
now.
Welcome.
You're like playing on your Xbox, kind of giggling. Oh, ChatGPT. You get me.
So crazy.
I'm glad I invented it so that you could participate.
Yeah.
I mean,
I used it to help me write work stuff, like work emails. Yeah. Hey, ChatGPT, I'm pretty frustrated with this person, and I need to write them an email, and I don't want my frustration to come across, and this is what I need to talk to them about. That'll be my prompt. And then it'll be like, here's a great way to communicate your needs without
being a jerk.
Yeah. Oh, ChatGPT, who do you think would be the best casting for Jean Grey in a new X-Men movie?
Ooh, what'd it say? Yeah.
Three great suggestions. Saoirse Ronan.
Okay.
Lily James. And Florence Pugh, which I was like, no, I can't. Florence Pugh, off the list, ChatGPT. She's already in Marvel movies. And then it was like, oh, sorry. Lily James was the Cinderella reboot, the live-action Cinderella.
I can't picture her face.
Did you say Shia LaBeouf?
Pam, she played... No, I didn't say Shia LaBeouf. What are you thinking about Shia LaBeouf all the time?
I heard you say Shia LaBeouf. No, it's pretty, because he's a gangster, bro.
Is she kind of young to be Jean Grey?
Well, it's a reboot.
Not true.
But,
true.
You know, that's the kind of dumb crap. Hey, ChatGPT. This one was one of my favorite ones. My favorite prompt that I asked ChatGPT. Can you put up the degree symbol, please? I need to copy and paste it, and the keyboard shortcut isn't working for me. Sure, here you go. Boop. Copy, paste, degree symbol, put it in a work
Here's
email.
Here's the real question.
This is wild, what you just said. Go ahead, Greg.
Here's the real question. Do you say thank you?
Oh, yeah, all the time.
Okay, yeah.
Hey, ChatGPT, what is the volume of a 4-inch pipe that is 500 feet long?
Well, that's a great question to ask.
I know, right? 43.63 cubic feet. Thanks, ChatGPT. And this is the formula that I used to find the, you know.
Okay, so it did give you a formula.
Oh, yeah,
you know,
give me the formula, the steps, the whole thing.
You know, a good ChatGPT or a good AI user verifies.
Oh, yeah.
There you go. Okay.
No, I do the math myself on the.
I just trust it wholeheartedly. Don't even check.
But I'm like,
just kidding.
ChatGPT, call me Scott. And it saves that. And this, you know, it's oh, I'm embarrassed sweetie. About this one.
Call me Schmoopy.
Hey, ChatGPT, what is a group of eagle rays called? A group of eagle rays is called a fever. And that was how I figured that information out. And I bragged to my wife that I knew what a group of eagle rays was called. But it was ChatGPT.
You didn't get credit?
No.
Real quick, I did have somebody. I was doing a phone interview, and I believe the person was using ChatGPT to answer me in real time.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, there you go. Bad.
Interesting.
I just want to say he didn't do a good job.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Dang.
Sorry.
I ask ChatGPT about punctuation and grammar all the time.
Yeah? What does it tell you?
It gives me the search of the rules and tells me what I'm supposed to do. Like, you don't need a comma here.
Oh.
I'm like, thank you, ChatGPT.
Yeah, look at that.
I appreciate that.
But you've come a long way.
I have. Thank you.
With the AI.
Look at you. Now you're ready for a robot.
Yeah. One of my prompts. Hello, robot overlord. I need a motivational and inspirational quote.
Don't give it ideas.
For our followers, also known as the Thunder Buddies. Thank you. And that was when I posted that. Through every roll of the dice, we shape our own destiny. Thunder Buddies, let's make every moment legendary. Together, we create the storm.
Captain Planet.
Hashtag, we create the storm.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
And then I said, that was pretty good. Because we have a conversation over here. And it said, thank you. The Thunder Buddies deserve nothing less than the best.
Yeah.
And I got a tear.
It said that to you?
Yeah, I did. I'm reading my chat log right here.
It's trying to draw
you. Attached to it now.
But does it listen to
the
show?
Oh, no, it does. Listen. The next thing I said was, I got to be honest. I struggle with AI because it can mimic humanity too much. While I appreciate conversational responses, I'm still skeptical of the motivations of the people who created it.
And it said,
your honesty is deeply appreciated, and I completely understand your skepticism.
Oh, my gosh.
It was, like, very thoughtful.
I've never used ChatGPT in the way you're using it.
And then the next prompt was, okay, cool. What's the best starting race and class combination for Age of Wonders 4. Went right into video game strategy, which it gave me a comprehensive answer for
so
that.
So when you're away from your computer half and you come back, it's like, Scott, are you still there?
No, never.
Schmoopy? Schmoopy? Where'd you go,
yeah.
Schmoopy?
Yeah, oh, I should it's about
please
to be
call me Schmoopy. Change my name to Schmoopy. But I did use it to generate those AI images of Lord Reginald Von Bartleby and
which
his
great.
Precious
yeah. Those were so good.
Muffy that's what I'm Buffy. Saying. For the side stuff, it's fun to do
yeah,
that.
Yeah, that was fun.
Yeah.
That's Discord?
Yeah, it's all on Discord.
Join us on Discord. I'm never there.
Nope. And just so you guys know, Thunder Buddies, I have a separate channel just for the cast, and it says in the cast chat right now, please interact with your fans.
I try to
by you, and no one's answered.
Yeah.
Hey, I try to get on once a week.
I try That's to good. Interact.
Here's my phone number if you want to interact.
555-772-8675-309.
Well, anyway, I don't know how to segue out of this one. How do we go from AI to you guys are about to... Oh, you
ask ChatGPT.
You're about to get killed by AI. That's really what's going
to
happen.
You need to ask ChatGPT for a segue.
There you go.
You know what? Why, let's do it live. Let's do it live.
Make sure we can hear your clickety-clacks.
Clickety-clacks.
Okay.
As you put it into that ENIAC computer of yours.
Don't come back. Hey, Chat. ChatGPT, comma.
Oh, my gosh.
Hello, Scott.
Hi, honey, I'm back.
How do you spell Segway?
S-E-G-W-A.
There's an extra E in there. Segway.
Segway?
It must S-E-G-U-E.
Ask ChatGPT.
It's not S-E-G-W-A. It's not S-E-G-W-A-Y. I know how to spell good.
That's how it should be spelled.
Yeah.
Segway.
There's a little mall thingy that you write on, right?
Bob Lark.
A
mall cop.
Fantastic.
Underrated movie.
It's so good.
So good.
And Bobby
Cantaloni?
Cantavelli? I think so. You say his last name?
I think
he's in that movie.
Bobby Cantavelle?
Cantavelle?
Oh, yeah, Cantaloni. Isn't that like a
the guy you met at Legoland?
Yeah, we saw him. We were standing in line with him at Legoland in his voice.
Yeah. Oh, he's a cool guy.
You talk to him?
No, I was like, babe, leave him alone. He's on vacation with his boys.
You're that guy.
I am. I'm like, let him just have
not,
fun.
I'm that guy also.
So do you guys want it with or without the prompt?
With.
With
the prompt. Of course.
Hey, ChatGPT, I need a segue from talking about you to my adventuring party getting into combat with 3 Clockwork Buccaneers in our Pathfinder game.
Oh, and that's happening.
Sure. Here's a smooth segue.
Oh, I already like it.
This is a quote. As fascinating as this conversation has been, you barely have a moment to reflect before the rhythmic clanking of metal boots echoes through the air. From the mist ahead, 3 Clockwork Buccaneers emerge, gears whirring and cutlasses gleaming in the dim light. Their hollow mechanical voices rasp a challenge. Combat is upon you!
Wow,
that's really good.
Let me know if you want a different tone or style. Okay, here's a challenge. Can you more do it in the style
romance novel
of Scott Hoffman, the GM of what's her
Dice of Thunder? The name of our show.
Yeah. Dice of Thunder.
The Pathfinder 2 game.
It's gonna come back with a gyrant buccaneer.
Oh, whoa! It actually has an answer. This is creepy. Absolutely. Here's a segue in the style of Scott Hoffman from Dice of Thunder.
What?
Blending a smooth transition with his signature energy and flair.
Whoa! You got signature energy, bro!
And Brittany and I are getting divorced so I can marry this AI.
Oh my god.
This is incredible. Just kidding. I love you.
Wow.
Jordan. Now I could keep talking about myself all day. Wait a minute.
That sounds about right.
Yeah! Wait a minute!
Yes!
It knows!
Just like that.
It knows!
The affair of a ChatGPT is over.
It knows.
This is BS.
Your dirty laundry
don't
is aired.
Don't sass your ChatGPT.
Oh, man.
Finish it, Shmoopy.
Keep going.
Come on,
Shmoopy. Who's your counselor if you're dating an AI?
All right. Let me get through this. This is going to be horrible. I should have never done this. Now, I could keep talking about myself all day, but unfortunately for you, something far more pressing demands your attention. The rhythmic clank-clank of metal boots on the deck cuts through the air. On the deck? I didn't tell it we were on a boat.
It knows.
Buccaneers. You said Buccaneers.
Buccaneers are on boats.
Oh my gosh! The rhythmic clank-clank of metal boots on the deck cuts through the air, followed by the telltale whirr of gears spinning to life. From the shadows, 3 Clockwork Buccaneers step forward, their brass-plated bodies gleaming in the lantern light.
Ooh.
One tips its tricorn hat before drawing a wickedly curved cutlass. Identify yourselves, or prepare to be dismantled. The fight is on. Roll for initiative.
It doesn't listen to the show.
That's so good.
Yes, let me know if you want it tweaked further.
It sounds way better than you, by the way.
It does. It super does.
That was fun.
Anyway, I liked when it was talking about my signature energy and flair, and then I didn't like how it immediately insulted my ego problems.
You know what we call that? Oh, I can't say that on air. Never mind.
Just say it. Just say it, woman.
That's a sandwich. Oh.
Nailed it.
As you're finishing cleaning up your mess that you made.
Man.
when you just shattered the real life human bodies of all those innocent people that have been turned into glass, without even trying to heal them, you do hear the rhythmic clank, clank, and whirring noises of clockwork buccaneers as they approach you. Do me a favor and position yourselves in that forward cargo area, kind of where you think you would be as you're cleaning up. And I will delete all this flim-flam riff-raff from the view. There you go. There are still a couple of glass sculptures in here that did not come to life.
Dun-dun.
I would love it if they didn't ever come to life.
If Keepway is stationed by the door, maybe looking out and keeping guard because he said he wasn't going to clean up because he doesn't have a good stealth check.
That's true.
Good. You're keeping watch.
Not only do I not have a good stealth check, I don't clean things.
He has that people that do that for him.
This is not what I do. I don't even know.
Just keep an eye on the door, pretty boy.
Don't know how to mop. I don't know how to do it. Watching the door.
You would notice the patrol entering the hallway as part of their patrol route. As you guys are finishing cleaning up and trying to tidy up and hide your, you know...
deafness.
Yeah, foul play. They appear at the end of the hallway that led from the party deck. So if you remember a couple episodes, there were two sets of crew quarters that you guys inspected that had a bunch of completely untouched crew beds, empty footlockers, layer of dust on everything. So the crew that normally would be in these quarters and in this area was not present on the boat. So the buccaneers are coming from that area that had those Nexian-themed rooms that were further aft of the boat on the port side. So right now, the closest one is 8 squares away from Keyway, and they are marching in order, one right after the other, and they appear to be headed towards you, the Shumfala 5, located in that dining room area. A dramatic note. You have a moment here to say something or do something.
I thought it was only Keyway.
Well, I guess you don't have to tell your friends that you've seen danger approaching.
Friends, I've seen danger approaching.
There we go. Get that out of the way.
Everyone be quiet.
Should we hide in the vents? Oh, except for Kello.
Dang Kello. It. Sitting there. There's no other doors in this room, right?
No.
Get the only way out is the door that Keyway is standing in front of.
And they're definitely coming down the hall.
They are walking straight towards you.
Everyone pretend to be a nice statue.
Can we...
I say we hide in this room and you shut the door. Is the door shut or is he like standing at it wide open?
I don't know.
Keyway, what are you doing? Is the door wide open?
Whichever one you say.
Darnayru dives under the table to hide.
All right. Darnayru is under the table hiding.
Ixil does as well.
Ixil's hiding. You guys are both avoiding notice.
Mm-hmm.
Keyway does a John Wick staged outside the door, stacked, ready to...
Like to the
yeah,
side?
Yeah, right there, ready okay. to turn and shoot.
Where is Luton?
I don't think Luton is going to hide because she knows that Kal-El cannot hide. So she's just going to try to pretend like she belongs in there. I don't know. I don't know where to put him.
I mean, up in the corner makes sense where you're kind of...
Like around the corner?
Yeah, you're kind of like... I don't know that they're going to come in here. I'm crossing my fingers they won't.
Okay, so
but
then
they probably will. We'll see.
Luton and Kal-El are just in the back side of the room, on the other side of the room from the door.
Keyway, are you positioned right next to the door there?
Like right that? Next to the door, yeah.
Okay, Keyway is positioned right next to the door. A few seconds go by, and that first clockwork buccaneer steps right into the room. Sure enough.
Does he see Keyway?
They immediately see Keyway.
I smell dwarf.
And they say, unauthorized passenger.
Your
return
mother.
To your quarters immediately. This area is off limits. Return to your quarters immediately.
So Keyway tells them, he looks at them, he says, oh, I'm sorry, I...
And it draws a cutlass as soon as you start talking.
Oh.
Return to your quarters immediately.
Okay.
This command will not be repeated. And then the rest of them pile into the room and they start to surround you.
Surround me?
Yeah.
Oh, that's not good.
And then they see Luton and Kal-El and they say, unauthorized passengers. Return to your quarters immediately. This is your last warning.
Oh, Keyway, we got to go back to our room.
We should go back to our room.
Darnayru crawls out front of the table and just walks out the door.
Yeah, we...
Several unauthorized passengers.
So we just start filing towards the door.
All right.
Trying
I don't
to
even
leave.
Say anything. I'm just walking
just
out the door.
Immediately moving as quickly as possible.
Following orders, right?
Ruined our game of hide and seek. Fine, we'll go.
The lies that just trickle out of your guys' mouths without even giving it a second thought are hilarious to me.
Well, we're trying to stay alive.
Yeah. Sure. Zero training in deception whatsoever in the entire group. And just lies.
Yeah.
It's hilarious.
Yeah.
I mean, what would you do?
You immediately, I would just say I'm sorry and then leave.
That's what I said.
That's what we're doing.
Yeah, no, but then you ruin our game of hide and seek.
Like, when did he become French?
Blithering nonsense. That was perfectly coherent and very likely. Lizard folk love hide and seek.
You're such a hater.
No, it just cracks me up because the response to that is okay. Roll a bluff check, like.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So what you're saying is
mechanically, don't
we're
lie.
We're opening up.
I don't want to roll.
Do you want to? You want to roll?
No,
for
I
lying?
Don't want to repeat what happened in the kitchen. Okay.
By the way,
it's terrible. I'm so sorry.
So you make your way back out onto the gaming table area and. Lord Reginald is standing there, and he's like,
"Oh, well, what happened, friends? You've been gone for just a moment. I'm afraid you went down the wrong hallway. Were you playing hide and seek again?"
Always.
Always. What's his butt still puking leche?
He's still gone.
He's still gone. Okay.
Oh, we made it back pretty quick because I wasn't. How many rounds was that fight? It really wasn't that long. It was the healing after that took a little bit of time.
Yeah.
Okay. No, we are fine. We were just back there for a moment, and yes, we saw what we needed to see, and now we're back. A
lot of great sights.
Beautiful boat.
Frozen in time, almost.
Well, very good, then. I suppose that you won't be needing us anymore. Oh, maybe you will, but I'm going to go back to the canasta table now. Mommy, come on now.
Let's hope you enjoy your evening. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
Can I take a peek at this elephant just before we head back to our rooms?
Sure. Yes, and, you can.
Just kind of
the elephant is standing there, just sort of every few seconds changes its pose, makes that cool elephant-y trumpeting noise. Roll a perception check.
Natty 18 plus 17, 35.
37.
30. Wow, okay. That's pretty good.
Gotta show off.
Yeah, you guys are doing good.
There's somebody so ridiculous.
It's so bad.
You passed your check, first of all.
Mm-hmm.
That was a success. And there is a bit of information that you can get with that DC. Darnayru, you notice that there is a hatch up on the back of the elephant that would allow a person to drop inside of its body and gain access to the inner workings.
Okay. It's ominous.
But you would have to climb up on its back in front of everyone here in the crowd, and that would definitely be a scene.
Not unless I was trying to ride it. Seems pretty normal. I'm not going to do that.
There's nothing about what you said that would be normal.
So we have to clearly lower it and then...
Yeah.
Disarm it.
Or come in the middle of the night and maybe only the patrols are walking around or something crazy. But
and I time think it just right.
Door people would see. I think it's better to lower it. But we have to climb inside to deactivate this thing.
Like Ace Ventura.
Little hop knees rhinos.
Large hatch on the elephant's back, which can be unlocked to allow access to the pyronite bomb inside the construct. As soon as someone other than Ibrium... Okay, that part's for me. To attempt to open the hatch, characters must ride the elephant's back... Right, which would require a successful acrobatics check, and then there is a disabled device check to pick the lock, or athletics checks to force open the hatch. Either one, and there you go.
Okay,
so that's what your successful perception check would tell you.
I mean, this could be a job for Ixel once we get it down there with the acrobatics on the back. Yeah. Although your thievery, how are we looking on that? Because both of us are pretty acrobatic.
Thievery's only plus 5. I'm untrained.
Then I'm going to have to get up there in the back.
I've got athletics. I've got acrobatics, and I've got thievery.
Okay. So you have some options of people who could climb up on this thing's back.
But we're not going to attempt it tonight. No. We're going to go to our cabins.
All right.
Recollect and sleep.
Yeesh.
And you notice just a few seconds later, the Clockwork Patrol walks out and continues on its patrol route.
Okay.
Close call.
Close call
just
indeed.
Follow orders.
So you guys head down to the passenger deck and head back into your rooms to get some much needed rest.
Don't forget your mouth tape, Beardy.
Go ahead and do that. Hit the rest and prepare, because Luton and I talked about this. Brittany is Luton.
and we talked
about this after the last episode. Like, what's her spell counting at? Like, what's her tally of how many spells she's used? Because the previous day, you guys fought the Catoblopus, you fought some Clockwork Buccaneers, you fought Aleshida. I hope we don't ever have to say her name again.
Yeah.
And all of her glass sentries all in one day. And there were definitely some spells thrown around. And so we were trying to figure out, like, what's her spell tally really at?
Yeah.
We know that all the charges are burned off the staff because you guys did that to heal at the end of the last episode. So it was like, oh, she's actually pretty tapped out for energy and resources. So, and Darnayru doesn't cast spells at all. So,
nope. Just keep them to myself.
Just because he can doesn't mean he will.
Facts. Hero points reset. We do that, right? For us?
Yeah. You guys all reset to one hero point apiece.
Oh, that's dumb.
I had one, so I think it's fine.
Jordan had three.
No, he only had two.
I had two.
Mm-hmm. I think I had two.
Okay. We're one day closer. It's the morning, right?
Yeah, it's the morning.
We need to get down below deck and drop that elephant like it's hot.
Yep.
As soon as you step out of your room.
Oh, uh-oh. No.
Hold on. I'm still resting.
Keyway, step out first.
You hear a little alarm noise goes off as you open your door, and then a loudspeaker pipes up and says, "All guests are confined to their quarters today. Please return to your quarters."
They found her. They found snake blood.
Absolutely.
Oh, no.
For safety purposes, all guests must remain in their quarters today.
Well, that sucks.
There is threat of death should you leave your quarters. There is a gas leak on the boat.
Lies.
Lies.
Propaganda.
Perception check?
You can roll a perception check.
Oh, yeah. Can we smell any gas? 30.
Ooh.
34.
Aw.
38.
Aw. 37.
20. Oh, natty 20 over here.
None of you perceive any form of danger the way that it's being described on this loudspeaker.
Yeah.
It is a clockwork robotic voice transmitting the information. Right?
I think they're lying.
Can't tell if they're lying or not because it's like a Siri voice. But
yeah.
The message was activated by the
door
opening.
I said that. AI. I wasn't cheating on you, ChatGPT, I swear.
Oh, no, it begins.
That's literally what happened. You activated it.
I will show you.
Yeah. But that message was activated by us opening the door?
Yeah. As soon as you tried to step out of your room, that message played.
They're watching us.
But the perception check, we didn't smell any gas.
No. And if you stand by and continue to look out your rooms, you notice other passengers leaving their room and the same message plays.
Oh, so every time someone goes out of
the room. All passengers are confined to their quarters today for their own safety.
Do those people go back in their rooms?
And they go right back in their room.
Oh, suckers. No. We have to use the vents.
Well, there's the vents. Yeah.
I don't like
the
that.
The hallway?
We're going to have
to. Like a G?
Well, right across the hallway, isn't that the stairwell?
Yeah.
We went down to get to.
Let's just run real fast.
If we. I mean, I'm sure they're going to deploy on us as soon as we disobey.
Right.
And
they
come
will.
Try to kill us.
Let them try. Let's do it. Let's just go downstairs.
Because Kal-El cannot go in the vents. That's
I have to leave him in the room.
Is there any way to, like, perceive the ability to trick the sensors? Or so they don't know that we're leaving the room? Can I see anything like that?
Yeah, potentially.
What do I roll
Whatever's
to see
triggering
that?
It is attached to the door. So as soon as you open your door,
so
you're
maybe
getting this automated response.
Maybe an engineer lore expert or something, or a crafting expert. Yeah. Can we see that?
Yeah. Roll an engineering lore check.
Yeah.
Good idea.
Do we see any surveillance cameras in the hallway?
No cameras or anything like that.
Okay.
There's nothing
the
that
doors.
Sophisticated.
Yep. That worked.
High highs and low lows, my guy.
Man. How about a 17 total?
That's not good enough to determine what the mechanism is. Darnayru, will you give me a disabled device check?
Mm-hmm. Natty 18 plus 20, 38.
Okay. You see that there is some kind of mechanism attached to the door latch that as soon as you unlatch your door, it's triggering this. And it could be bypassed with a successful disabled device check.
Okay. I would like to attempt that.
Okay. Roll another one.
Natty 7 plus 20 is 27.
Okay, you succeed.
Oh, yes.
My gosh.
And are able to disable that alarm on your door.
Now I have to go do it for everybody else's doors.
Or
what?
Or climb through the vents to your room.
Yeah, that makes more sense to me. Because if you try to mess with them and you don't do a good job.
Except for
That's
Kal-El.
A good point.
And then you'll need to go unlock Kal-El's room or leave him.
Oh, Kal-El, yeah.
So the only one I'd have to do is Kal-El's room.
Come on.
So I'm going to attempt to... Is there one on the door across the hall to the stairwell we need to go to?
I would need another perception check.
Oh, gosh. What I'd like to do is disable device on Kal-El's room.
Okay.
First. Come on, baby. Natty 15.
Okay. You are successful. The door to Luton and Kal-El's room will not set off the monitoring system.
Okay.
Sweet.
Ixil will climb through the vents.
Well, I was going to say, you guys could climb through and just drop down.
Yeah.
But I'm going to look at that door and perceive, like you said, I should.
Okay.
With the natty 7. and a 17 is a 24. That's not very good.
It does not appear to have the mechanism on it.
Hopefully because it's not a stateroom.
Can Luton roll perception to check the door?
Yes.
Okay.
Or is that supposed to be a thievery check?
No. Okay. With perception to look for...
How's a 30?
Whoa.
Yeah, you don't see a tracking mechanism on that door either.
Let's dive in there.
I think we're safe.
Okay.
Yeah.
Keyboy, go through the vents.
Yes.
Okay.
Do you need me to roll something?
No. Oh, no, he's rolling something.
Why are you rolling?
To see if it shuts on you and squeezes you to death.
Cuts you in half.
And?
You crawl through the vents successfully.
You're even shorter when you exit.
And I would...
Sweet.
I would use the message cantrip to tell them what's going on.
Very like, good.
Hey, we're sneaking into the room across the hall. Can you guys get through the vents safely over there?
And you're trying to get down to the cargo hold area.
Exactly.
Okay. Keyway and Ixil climb through the vents. Luton and Darnayru and Kal-El all leave through the open doors. And you are successfully able to get across the hall and then get down into the cargo hold area of the gear smoke.
Stupid security system.
This actually might be good that everyone's stuck in their rooms.
Not the patrol, though.
So you go down into the mid-deck area, and you do not know when the patrol is coming because...
We gotta hurry.
Okay.
If they replaced these buccaneers that we defeated last time at the Canassa table...
I'd like to peek around that corner if I can.
There might be
like
three more there.
Peek-a-boo.
Yeah, like as stealthily as I can. So I don't know. You just tell me when you want me to roll stealth stuff. But I'd like to peek around the corners and sneak down there. Rolling a stealth. Natty one. Awesome. Critical failure. I stomp down the hall, punching the walls as I go.
Very good.
Like my toddler.
Pure frustration settles into Darnayru.
Gosh. And I was doing so well.
As you pull out both flisses and scrape them across the wall as you walk down the hallway, you do not hear any noises.
Be quiet.
Darnayru, be quiet!
I'm sorry, guys. I'm trying.
You don't see anything. You peek around the corners. These are all crew cabins down here, and they're empty.
Okay. We press on.
You press on.
Scaredly.
You come around the corner, which is where that break room is, where you did have to fight the three Clockwork Buccaneers.
You just killed them.
And it is still empty.
Mm. Ooh, okay. That's a good sign.
You do not see anyone or anything. You reach the door at the end of the hallway that is also the break room area that opens up into the engine room and cargo hold. And what do you do?
We try to get through that door quietly. We'll see what's on the other side.
At this point, roll another stealth check.
Better, Greg. Do better. Natty 4 is better than a natty 1.
That's technically
24.
True.
24.
All right. You're a little more quiet as you stomp along. Less stompy.
Hey, guys, this way.
And then you say that, sets it off. But you don't see anything or anyone in the hallway that leads into the engine room.
I don't like this.
And then when you get to the door that leads to the cargo room, which is about halfway down the hall, you open it up and you see inside the glass elephant.
He's already been lowered?
And sitting at the bottom of the...
I'm so glad we didn't check that sound upstairs first.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
Okay, do I see anybody else? Do I perceive anybody else in here?
Nope, you don't perceive anybody else in there.
Do you smell anybody else?
Detecting magic.
That's perceiving.
Any magic?
The only magic that you can detect comes off of the glass elephant.
Okay.
Well, there's magic on it?
You guys, let's get in here.
There wouldn't be magic on it, because Pyronite is not magical.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Yeah, you don't detect any magic.
Okay.
All mechanical, baby. All
right, let's go in.
Giddy up, cowboy.
You head into the room with
Why
the...
Why would you say that?
Yeah, I know.
Don't we have to climb up on it?
Strange person.
We have to climb up on it. You guys are haters.
I don't think cowboys ride elephants.
Never.
They do it at the circus.
I don't think they have cowboys at the circus, though.
This is outlaw
talk. They have cowboys at the circus.
No.
You're all positioned now in the cargo hold. The cargo hold is gigantic, Gail, just to help paint the scene for you.
Huge.
From forward to aft, it is 10 squares, 50 feet. From port to starboard, it is 10 squares, 50 feet. So this massive room, 50 by 50, there's a little 10 foot by 10 foot square missing out of the upper right corner. Otherwise, it's this massive room full of cargo. The glass elephant takes up a 15 by 15 square. It is a massive creature.
Oh, massive. Okay.
Technically, Pathfinder size huge.
Yeah.
Okay.
For those of you who nerd out there.
Okay.
Oh, we nerd out there.
There are several boxes and crates and barrels all in this cargo area, and traversing across them is the equivalent of traversing across difficult terrain. So should you need to move throughout this space, I don't know why you would ever need to do that, but if you did, it would be difficult terrain. And every few moments, just like it did when it was up on the mid-deck, the glass elephant changes its pose and makes a trumpet noise.
Okay.
Kiwi, shut the door behind you.
Okay.
Okay, so we need to climb on this thing, pick the lock in its back, lower inside to disarm this Pyronite. Bomb. Can this be aided by people? First off, do you want me to do it?
I cannot do it.
You need to decide who's going to climb up on the thing.
I can aid you in stealth. That's about
this
it.
This is not aidable.
Okay.
Yeah. I got athletics.
Not even to help us
out. I got acrobatics.
Nope. Okay. Then it's not aidable. I'm just going to go for it.
Is it letting you approach it?
Can we both do it?
What do you mean? We've approached it the whole time.
It's behaving like it did when it was on the top deck.
Okay. Should I engineer lure it and shut it down?
Is there a way to make it stop moving?
Yeah, roll an engineering lure check.
Because that would make this easier.
Gosh, I hate that.
Outstanding.
That sounds like a real elephant.
How about a 26 total?
Or a crafting check from somebody else.
Same person can't roll another check?
No.
Who's got good craft? I got 16 crafting.
Wait a minute.
Minus plus one three.
Okay, I'll roll a crafting.
It's easier to do an engineering lore check, but you didn't pass.
16 plus 11, 27.
Can't win them all. Yeah, Darnire, you can't tell how to shut this thing down.
Isn't there a keyhole?
There is a key inside the Pyronite bomb.
Well, I was trying to get the elephant to stop
moving.
Which
is inside the elephant. Yeah, he's trying to shut down the elephant's movements.
Let's just blow it up.
Oh, my gosh. Okay.
That's the end of the story.
Okay, so if we don't have any other suggestions here, I'm going to use my acrobatics to climb it, and I'm going to use my thievery to try to open the hatch on its back.
All right. Roll an acrobatics check.
Natty 18 plus 22. A lot.
Nice.
40.
Yes.
That's a critical success.
Yes, it is.
Well done. I'm impressed.
He climbed through the trunk of it.
Yeah. You Legolas your way up on top of this.
Yes, that's exactly what it is.
Still only counts as one.
It's an Oliphant.
And because of your critical success, you will not have to worry about being thrown from the glass elephant.
Woo!
As it immediately starts to defend itself.
Oh, gosh.
And I need you all to roll for initiative.
Wait, so we have to fight this?
Make that 40 a 41.
Okay.
And that'll be your initiative roll.
Wow. I have to deactivate this thing while we're fighting it.
Yippee-yay. We'll just assume, for the sake of the fact that you climbed up there, that you would also have the key. Doesn't make sense.
I assumed you would climb
up there without the key.
Yeah.
Yes.
So we'll just cover that for Gil, because I know she's out there keeping track of everything.
That's the first body I went up to, was the Medusa's body. Ooh,
so we know that Darnayru has a 41 for his initiative. What did Luton get?
34. At plus one, because I'm a scout 35. As well. 35.
Okay, Ixel.
31.
And Kiwi.
41.
What?
Whoa. Yeah.
You're rolling 90, 20.
You guys are smoking some rolls today. Wow. Okay, well, combat technically is going to begin with this glass elephant.
Oh my gosh.
What did he roll?
Not 41. And it is Kiwi's turn first.
Yeah.
Dang.
As you see,
when you said combat starts with this glass elephant, I thought you meant he rolled better than us.
Too.
I was like,
how did he do that?
No, as in you guys are now in combat with a giant elephant.
Oh, great.
In fact,
that
let
has
me
a
just
bomb inside of it.
Token up real fast.
Yeah, how are we supposed to fight this? We don't want to.
It's a large token.
Detonate.
We don't want to detonate it. We want to deactivate
Perception
it.
Check.
There you go. That's smart.
We did a bad.
Undetonate it.
We did a bad rolls for those engineering, lore, and crafting.
Yeah.
I wish we would have hit those.
Yep, can't go back in time. My DeLorean's in the shop, so I'm going to roll a perception check.
You're doing the search action in combat? Okay.
No, you want to roll a recall knowledge on that? What are you trying to do?
Knowledge.
What are you attempting to do?
I want to find out what this thing's about, like how we kill it without blowing
it
up.
I'll need a crafting check as a part of a recall knowledge.
Oh.
All right. Or an arcana check.
I'll take a crafting check.
Okay. You have really good crafting, if I remember correctly.
I have a master's degree in crafting. Yeah.
Outstanding.
I only have a trained degree.
Associates, your SPSCC class of... What'd you roll there, Duval?
21 total.
21 total. Is that a natty one?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, that stinks.
That's one...
That's your first action.
Hero point.
Oh,
okay.
Feeling heroic.
Crafting.
Yes.
Yes, come on.
Okay.
That's better.
34.
12. That's a success.
Sweet. How do we kill it?
You gotta make fun of its big ears.
This is a clockwork construct. It is mindless. which means that it is immune to mental effects.
Oh, so you can't insult it. Never mind.
Yeah, sorry. It has all those construct immunities. I'll remind you what they are. You guys have fought constructs several times, but is immune to death effects, diseased, doomed, drained, fatigued, healing, mental, necromancy, non-lethal attacks, paralyzed, poisoned, sickened, and unconscious. It has a weakness, it has a resistance, and it has, obviously, some saves. Which one
weaknesses.
Of those things would you like to know about?
Weaknesses.
It is weak to sonic damage. Weakness, 15.
Whoa!
And it takes 15 extra damage when it receives a sonic attack.
We should be careful about that, because I feel like...
There's a bomb inside.
Yeah.
Gotta go fast.
Can you tell us about that part?
What I can tell you about the bomb is you can take a -2 penalty to your attack rolls to intentionally aim your attacks away from the bomb area of the elephant.
Oh, okay.
Still damaging it normally. When you roll a successful attack that way, it allows your character to damage the clockwork creature safely. If you choose to attack normally and roll a critical miss, you arm the bomb.
Oh my gosh.
Wait, say that again?
Yeah, say that again, please.
If you choose to attack normally and you critically miss, you arm the bomb.
Arm right. It.
You don't detonate
it. You start the 60-second timer.
60-second.
Essentially, we always attack it as though and pretend it just has full cover. Because that's a +2.
It's a -2.
Okay.
You take a -2 to your attack roll.
So we're going to do that.
All right.
Every time.
But I want to know, is it possible to deactivate while I'm on it?
With a good roll, maybe.
I figure I got to, like, cowboy this thing until I open it up.
There are some, you know that there's a hatch on its back you got to get to, which you're not.
Hatch on the back?
You're at the hatch.
I know what it is.
Open the hatch. So
get my soft kitty paws in there.
Put you right in the middle there.
Just you stay on there until it's your turn.
We're just going to go regular blunderbuss at my first hit situation.
Are you taking this at a -2 to avoid? Okay.
I am.
Let's make sure we make that real clear.
Yeah.
It's important.
I am taking it at a -2.
Very good.
That is a 41.
41 is a hit.
Sweet. I hit it.
Just a hit, Greg.
That's a lot of AC on this huge, Pathfinder huge creature. Oh, wait. Did you take your -2? It's 39.
39.
Is that still a hit? Not fishing for numbers.
That's a hit.
Okay.
18 total damage.
18 total damage.
And Darnayru gets some splash damage.
What type of damage is it?
It is a blunderbuss damage.
Bludgeoning and piercing damage?
Yes.
And you did 19?
I did 18. 18. 1-8. Okay. And that's a one action, right? I got one more action.
You realize that some of your scattered pellets bounce off of the glass elephant without doing any damage. And Darnayru takes 3 damage.
Ow!
So you're saying that some of my 18 didn't go through?
Yes. Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
Hey, man. It happens. I got another action, right?
You sure do.
All right, let's do it.
What are you doing?
I'm going to shoot at this thing again.
You're going to reload instead?
I could throw a bomb at it. That doesn't sound smart.
I like it.
Oh, I have to reload. That's stupid. It's not like a double, like a pump.
Yeah, not that gun.
All right. So
semi-auto flintlock.
I'll reload, and that's my turn then.
Okay. Keyway.
Gosh.
All right, Darnayru, it is your turn. You are on top of this elephant at the hatch. The hatch is locked.
Yeah.
And just like any old lock, you can pick it.
Yippee-yay.
I think I want to pick it.
Okay.
Wilson?
Okay.
How did he get out of the jail?
I took him out of jail. That was a whole episode ago. Red wine's back on top. I can feel it.
God.
Let's see.
Oh, man.
I need a disabled device check.
Okay. Thievery rolling that. See? Hey! Natty 17 plus 20 is 37.
37 is a critical success.
Yes! Yay!
See what discipline does?
You feel 2 tumblers give way, even though this elephant is flopping around and trying to swing at you with its trunk while you're on its back.
Okay. Only 2.
Only 2.
Okay.
I hate that thing.
Feel like I should just keep trying to pick it rather than try to figure out how many tumbles there are.
Come on, Wilson.
It's okay. Only one. That was one action, right?
That was one action. And you critically succeeded, so it counted. You felt 2 tumblers give way.
I'm just going to roll 2 disable device again, or pick the lock again.
Do it.
Natty 19.
Uh oh.
Wow.
So 39. Wow.
Red wine.
The final tumbler gives way and the hatch opens.
And I have an action left.
You do have an action left.
Drop on
Let's
in.
Go.
I'm going to slide right in that hatch. Wait, I have to open it, don't I? Does that pop
it's
it open?
It's not open. You do have to open it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Then my third action is to open
that. Right. Open and just fall right in?
The hatch opens. No, he has to move in. It's okay. It's like a door.
Oh my God.
No, you can't just When you open a door, you actually have to take a step to go through.
I mean, think about it. In 6 seconds, I picked a lock and opened a hatch.
On a moving elephant.
On a moving elephant. It's pretty impressive.
Yeah, I'm impressed.
Woo!
Duval thinks you suck.
No, like, I think it'd be logical for him to fall in after opening. It's moving around. And it's just like,
oh, my gosh!
Was he standing on the hatch?
You know what? One of us is an engineer. One of us is a world-renowned actor. So... I will concede.
Are you conceding?
Yeah.
That's my whole turn,
okay.
then.
Okay. Just when I picture it in my mind, I don't picture him jumping straight up in the air with the last lockpick so that the hatch could fling open and then falling straight into the hole.
You already won.
Oh, okay. Well,
I conceded.
I want you to believe.
Still need to have a parade now.
That's hilarious.
What a turn. It is Luton's turn.
Okay.
Glass elephant stomping around. Darnayru inside, which you can see. Darnayru in the belly of the beast.
Climbing in anyway.
Yay, this is fun!
With his critically successful acrobatics check.
I can't even believe a crit success on the acro.
That was huge.
And two crits on the...
That's pretty awesome.
Oh, huge. Man.
Red wine is back, people.
Back, baby.
Okay, I do have one spell with sonic damage. And it's Thunderstrike.
Oh!
I'll try to plug my ears.
I'm just going to look at it really quick.
I have that one, too, for my armor.
So you would roll for the elephant a reflex save How does that work for the aiming away from the bomb?
Oh, yeah. How does that work?
Yeah, it's just I just normally make my reflex save, and you can't critically miss at this because that was the key component of the text. When you're aiming something, if you critically miss, you arm the bomb.
Mm-hmm.
In this case, you're not aiming anything. I'm just rolling a reflex save.
Okay.
But as a reaction, the elephant twists its body and angles it in such a way that the spell reflects back on the caster.
Oh my gosh.
And instead of making a reflex save, I'll be making an athletics check to counteract your spell.
What a punk.
DC 29 is your DC for your spell.
Yes.
When attempting a counteract check, add the relevant skill modifier or other appropriate modifier to your check against the target's DC. That's why I'm doing
that. What's
that
number?
29. If you're counteracting an affliction, blah, blah, blah. But I'm just reading from counteracting in the Chiang. The Chungus. Do you want to know what my athletics modifier is? Before I do this?
I want to know everything.
I have a question.
Always.
Yes.
If I'm going to use delay consequence, do I have to prepare that ahead of time?
Delay consequence is a reaction.
It
is prepared now,
okay.
And you can do it whenever you want, as long as the prerequisites are met.
Okay, so if I cast and the elephant deflects...
Yep, you're going to do that?
I'm going to delay consequence.
Well, I got a 30 on my counteract check, so I successfully redirect the spell back to you.
Okay.
It hits you.
So can I delay consequence?
Yes. We've never used this ability,
so please,
Greg and Gil.
Amazing.
Greg and his mom need to know what the heck is going on.
Yeah, we do.
So the range on this is 30 feet. The target is the triggering creature or object. Duration is one round. You transpose the moment that the target would be injured to a point later in its time stream. Roll damage normally, but do not reduce hit points or apply any other effects of the attack until the spell's duration has elapsed. When the spell ends, the target is immediately affected by the attack, taking damage and being affected by additional effects.
Okay.
And then you can also dismiss the spell.
So you've been hit by your own Thunderstrike. Roll damage, but you're not going to reduce your hit points until the next round.
Wow. And you can target yourself with that?
Yeah.
That's cool.
Or anyone. I can target
you guys.
Allies, too.
She just has never used it to save any of you.
I just forgot about it. I have 40-something spells.
This is her Time Mage ability.
Yeah, I started to play around with that, but I don't... quite know how it works mechanically.
Now you do. If you don't want to take this damage right now, you can use this reaction to take the damage on your next turn.
This is Luton's first reaction.
Kind of.
I've never heard Cena use a reaction
before. She's used a couple to aid in the past, but we're talking like
past. Yeah.
Okay. All right. So, I will roll damage for myself.
Yeah, 5d12 and 5d4s, please.
I don't like taking
my own damage.
Doesn't
she have to roll her reflex save on her own?
Yeah. No.
Not the way that this redirect works.
Oh.
I'm scared.
I thought since it didn't hit you, it comes back at her, and then she would have to... Because how do you know if that full damage or half damage?
Let me see if it is... Let me see what the text says, because if it says...
Because isn't it kind of like you're casting it at her now?
If it successfully counteracts the spell, the effect is turned back on the caster. I need to know... Yeah, she needs to roll a reflex save. That's right. Okay. Because it's a reaction that, the trigger is the glass elephant is targeted by a spell. Done. Yeah.
Is it the same DC?
Yeah, so you got you need to roll a DC 29 reflex. It's like it's like I'm casting the spell on you at the same DC.
Don't critical fit.
I'm scared.
I'm scared.
Actually, I have a high reflex.
Has Lou never attacked herself? This is crazy.
The only thing that can kill her is herself.
Oh, gosh.
The reflection.
Nothing else can. Yeah.
7.
Plus...
26 total.
Ooh, you hit you.
I hit me.
Oh, you hit you.
Stop hitting yourself.
Why you hitting yourself?
I am going to delay consequence, though. Okay. Like, I'm not going to take those.
So roll the damage.
Man, that's a lot.
Yeah, later. I mean, I guess it doesn't matter.
That's full
after
damage.
After a round, I take all the full damage, right?
Yeah.
You're buying yourself a round.
Okay. That's kind of funny.
Unless it targets you, and then you get hit twice.
Oh, God, that's true.
I'm trying. What does that mean?
It doesn't mean anything.
Yeah, you can't hit you twice.
If it targets you, it hits you, and then that delay.
And then the delay consequence kicks in, and
I'm trying to figure out when would that be advantageous to just wait one turn to take action or to take damage.
If it was going to kill your friend,
And it's just like, hey, you got one. Oh, and then maybe someone can heal you real quick before you take. Oh, okay, that makes sense. That's cool.
Is it too late to back out of this completely?
Not the spell. You don't have to do the reaction if you don't want to. But you committed to the spell.
Oh, yeah, that already happened.
No.
How much damage did you do?
I don't know yet.
She's doing that thing where she stalls and stalls.
I am stalling.
Tries to find a way out.
You have as many hit points as I do. You're not going to do over 118 damage.
Have you looked at her high score?
It's 137.
That was
hold
not
on, I'm pulling
this.
Up Thunderstrike again. Okay, 5d12.
And 5d4 Sonic.
Ugh, deeper.
Oh, God.
Some good numbers over
there. Yeah, it sounded meaty.
Oh, man. 32 electricity damage and...
Ouch.
Ouch is right. And 14 sonic damage.
Oof. Oh, my goodness.
I got a taste of my own medicine.
Yeah.
So, what did I say, Sonic?
14 sonic 14. And 30...
So, 46 total damage. Wow. I'm just going to take it. I have one action left.
Okay.
Okay. Wait, does Cal come and punch you for hitting yourself?
Oh, my God.
I don't know what to do. I have to protect you from
you. What'd you do that for, Mom?
Yeah, he does. He's confused. Okay. Meow? One action left. It's mindless, so I can't. Okay, I'm just going to try Elemental Toss, I think.
At a -2 to hit?
Yeah. Okay. Let me check. Hold on. 30 feet.
Do we know if that was a reaction the elephant did?
It was.
Okay, so hopefully it can't do that more than once in a turn.
I guess we'll find out right now. Okay, so Elemental Toss, rolling to hit, 25.
That is a miss.
Miss, okay.
Ice Ball reflects off of the skin of the glass elephant, hits Keyboy.
No!
And he dies.
But it looked pretty while it was happening.
Okay, that's my turn. That was
Well, Kal-El does get a bonus action and can strike the elephant from where he's at right now without moving.
Oh.
Because he's got reach.
Let's go, Kal-El.
He's 5 feet away from the elephant. Roll to hit.
Roll to hit.
At a -2?
Yeah.
Okay. Don't want to arm the bomb.
We really
with a natty
don't.
One.
Okay. Hold on. I think he...
It's a lot of risk. I see 32? Duval doing it. 32 is a hit.
Yay. Ooh. 5 plus 8.
13 damage.
13 damage.
All right.
Piercing damage.
Hey, that's something.
Whammy?
No.
Mini whammy.
Question mark?
More like
whammy.
That is the end of Luton's turn. That brings us to Ixil.
Sorry, guys.
You don't want to apologize. You hit yourself
super hard. Almost the same order as last battle.
Luton's like,
ow. All right, Ixil's going to move here.
Which is?
Behind the Mr. Elephant.
He's getting into a flank position with Kal-El.
Can it be flanking because I'm inside of him?
Yeah,
that's
technically every space is flanking because Darnayru is threatening from the inside of the elephant.
I'm going to throw some punches and then run away. Run away! At -2. State that for the record. Oh, boo. 27 first strike.
That is a miss.
Yeah. 30 second strike.
That is a miss.
Oh my gosh.
Okay. 30 is a miss.
Even flanking, that's still.
Dude.
Oh, sorry. Flanking? Yeah, that's a hit.
Yes!
Forgot.
First one's still a miss.
First
though.
One's still a miss. Second one's a hit.
Okay. Damage. 18 damage.
18 damage with a fist.
And then Ixil is going to move down.
Well, before you move, how does this work with me inside doing opportune backstab?
You can do it.
Okay, sweet. I'm going to opportune backstab this thing, or try to. 27 is a flank miss?
That is a miss.
Okay, I only rolled 8.
If you could move Ixil right here.
Ixil moves to the port on the opposite side of the door from the door to the cargo hold, and he's 15 feet away from the elephant.
That's my turn.
Okay.
How much damage did you do to it?
18.
He did 18. 18?
Okay.
It is the elephant's turn.
No.
Oh, my gosh.
He's going to use all 3 actions.
Oh, gosh.
And go on a stomping around tour. And ends its turn on Ixil's square.
Good job running away, Ixil.
Taking Darniru with it on the inside. So Darniru, you're not suspect of this, but I need all other players to roll a reflex save, please.
Oh, boy.
Come on, get reflexy.
If you are size large or smaller, including Kal-El.
Okay. Oh, you?
24 for Ixil.
27 for Kiwe.
I rolled a 3.
This dice is going in jail. Luton got 22.
And Kal-El?
Ah! Natty 1.
No!
So 19.
Wow. What was your save value, Luton?
22.
22.
Okay. Kiwe and Ixil take 35 trampling damage.
Oh my gosh.
As you get stomped upon pretty severely by the glass elephant.
Trampling.
Ing.
That's so much damage.
Luton and Kal-El take 70.
Oh my gosh.
As they critically fail their saves.
I mean, Luton is the size of a bug, so it makes sense, I guess.
My god.
That is brutal.
That's
brutes with goots.
That takes me down to 0.
What? You or Kal-El?
Luton.
Oh, she was down already from getting hit.
She was at 70.
She's
exactly.
At 0.
Luton is unconscious and dying.
Oh my gosh, no.
Oh no, that's our. That's
Luton
our.
Is at unconscious and dying.
Yeah.
And that is the end of the glass elephant's turn. The end of round 1 and the end of episode 1, 2, 3.
Oh my gosh.
Luton unconscious and dying.
There's so much unfinished business.
Has this ever happened before?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I think it's happened, but Luton? Man, it's serious.
It's horrible. Every time.
What makes this more horrible is, how do we save her?
I got some stuff.
You got your healing stuff?
Yeah, my bombs are back.
Healing, he's got a healing bomb.
Are you going to throw bombs at her?
Yeah.
She's already unconscious and dying.
Healing bomb.
I think that might be the only way.
It's a friendly bomb.
I don't
don't have any healing spells, right?
No.
Do you even have like a stabilized cantrip or anything?
Mm-mm. No.
They can't use my staff, right?
Right, they have to be attuned to it. You have to invest in it and spend a day meditating with it or whatever.
Yeah, you got to do like the
humana, 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 humana.
Do you have any hero points left?
Yeah.
Oh.
Maybe that's how we start next week's episode.
Yeah.
Oh, ho, ho.
Ho, ho, ho.
That was for you, Alex.
Wee. Wow.
Be our guest.
Tune in next week, Thunder Buddies.
Wow, it gets better.
Bye.
Wow, as we TPK on an elephant.
You haven't TPK'd anybody in a long time.
I haven't ever TPK'd anybody. But yeah, now's a good time to start.
I think hero point.
Are we in hero point territory? Oh,
yes.
Man.
Yes.
Don't miss next week's episode, folks.
I'll be here.
Right.
Bye.
Peace.
Dice of Thunder and the Dice of Thunder podcast uses trademarks and or copyrights owned by Paizo Inc. used under Paizo's community use policy. We are expressly prohibited from charging you to use or access this content. Dice of Thunder and the Dice of Thunder podcast is not published, endorsed, or specifically approved by Paizo. For more information about Paizo Inc. and Paizo products, visit paizo.com.